It's time. The real king of pop. His royal cheesiness. The man. The myth. The legend. Disco Chuffing Dave is here, everyone.
Good evening, Alex. How are you?
I'm so well.
It's
my
a great
friend.
Intro, thank you.
Oh, well, you know, I couldn't resist the old the BBC
much.
News. How are you?
Good. Yeah,
you've been
good.
a very busy man. A busy disco day.
Yeah, I'm a very busy boy, actually. Yeah, yeah I am, yeah. Yes. I toured the UK doing various universities and student gigs and stuff, but yeah. Of course, here's the best one, obviously.
You know, you wouldn't betray us like that, would you?
No.
You're home. Are you up for it tonight, as always, I assume?
Yeah, Tuva. I've got a wicked new set to play for you guys.
So, yeah?
Yeah, awesome.
Mixing it up?
Mixing it up, yeah. Slicing and dicing.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on,
of course. Thank you. It's great to be here.
If there's anything you want to hear from the great man, anything you want to ask him, please message in. I've got several questions I'd like to ask you to try and pick your brains a little bit, try and get under the mullet, which of course you are resplendently displaying as always. You've combed it and everything?
I've ironed it, actually. Yeah.
You've combed it, yeah. You've ironed it.
I ironed it, yeah. I couldn't straighten it, so I ironed it for you. Just for here. I've got a great face of radio, you see, so...
Don't we all? That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Obviously, I can't... feel free to... You know, pass no comment on any of the questions I may ask, because of course, if I reveal too much information, you will have to kill me.
No, I'll just sue you.
Yeah, I cannot reveal anything too much behind the mystery that is.
No,
the man.
You can ask away. It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I've had it before.
Okay,
it's not a problem. It's
right,
not a problem.
How? First one.
Yes.
How long have you been our resident DJ at Pop? Because
this is
I have heard
second year.
It's just your second year.
Yeah.
Because I've heard all sorts of rumors along the lines of you're the third.
I am the third
resident DJ.
I am
Pop.
The third.
Did you ever meet the predecessors?
No, I think they all passed away.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's,
no,
it's
I
not,
haven't. No,
it's not like they could have been a patch on.
Oh,
what
they
we
were
have
though.
Now.
They were. I think, yeah. From what I was told, the second one was really good. I mean, he built up really well for me. So. I think he was a student and then he moved on to a career out of pop. Yeah,
I see.
So it was available then.
This
so,
is because,
yeah.
So I've heard rumours that sort of, Disco Dave is a little bit like the Stig, I see, in that your predecessor was actually a Warwick graduate.
Right, right.
And I think that myth may have just sort of permeated your way into your reign as Disco Dave. So, I guess that's where the rumours are coming from. You are not affiliated with Warwick University,
no,
or haven't been.
No.
I see.
I'm
see.
A lot older than people think I am.
Well, it's the fresh face and the mullet, isn't it?
The mullet, yeah, but not the face.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard all sorts of things about Pop. Like, Pop used to be called Score about 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
We didn't hear that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another thing I wanted to ask.
Yes.
The little traditions that go on during Pop. We've already had one of them, the BBC News thing.
That's right.
Was that you?
No.
Was that?
When I first came here, I was told to always start the night with that.
Right.
Always play Baywatch at midnight.
Oh, yeah. Baywatch.
Things I can't and what I can play as well, which...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't go... it's got to be Pop. It's got to be Pop. Uh-huh. It's got to be more classic than anything more than modern, really.
Right.
And I can't do any hip-hop or anything like that. It shouldn't be urban at all.
Okay.
And I get loads of stuff on Twitter asking me to play urban.
Yeah,
and
I see that.
Yeah, and
I see the tweets.
And
you look
know?
At it and you just get anyone who's been more than about twice just goes, nah, he's not playing that.
I can't do it. No.
Yeah.
And I get abuse, which is fine. I just don't put it on the screen. On
take it on the chin.
Yeah, or on the mullet, if you like to call it that. But no, it's a great playlist to stick to. And you can add things and take things away, obviously. But it is quite a... what's the word I'm looking for? A very party oriented playlist, obviously. But it's great. It's great just to stick to a certain genre and add things to it.
The little things that happen every week. They just make people's week. my favorite stories from Freshers this year was at the Freshers party. They played Baywatch at midnight, and you could instantly tell who the fresh were and who had obviously been to Pop before. Because at midnight, all their kit came off. They were swinging it around their head. swinging it around their head. You could instantly tell he was, because all the freshers were like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, that's like, for the first week, freshers week, it was like that. I mean, I did warn them, you know, all the freshers, be careful, you were now going to get topless, or at least surrounded by topless people. And then they were like, what's all this about?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But yeah.
Apparently, my friend works for the SU security, and all the bar staff start swinging their keys around their head as well. Like, they just want to get involved. And they all do the YMCA as well. All the bar staff stop serving drinks, do the YMCA. It's those little bits of pop that
Well, you
just,
know, one week, make... one week I go topless on Baywatch as well.
What?
Yeah, I might.
Is it going to be this week?
No, it'd be my... probably my very last week ever after doing that, to be honest. No, it won't be this week, no.
Okay.
No, I haven't quite worked out enough. Still pushing the weights, but, you know.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's a Adonis-like physique under there.
Of course.
Somewhere.
And all this padding, yeah. Yeah, no comment.
Right.
Yes, okay.
You get a lot of requests in each week from probably loads of different societies.
Yes,
if you could go circling, which society would you go with? Who's your favourites? And they're going to get a massive shout out right now.
I like CMD. I do.
CMD. Yeah. They're big fans.
Massive cheer when I give them a shout out. Dare I say it, for the wrong reasons, men's cricket are always up for it.
Right.
But I wouldn't go partying with them because I'll just show them up, obviously, because they're all babies.
Any cricketers out there, behave yourselves.
Yeah, see you later, boys. Front row. Who else? Oh, but of course, swimming and water polo, because I've done some gigs for them out of the campus.
Have you now?
Yeah.
In private contact with Disco Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky people.
Yeah. That's why I think they're probably my most popular favourite society, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a massive shout out to swimming and water polo then. You are officially number one in Big Disco Dave's, but we've had several questions in.
Oh, dear.
The first one from someone involved in mixed netball, probably another one of your favourites.
Of course.
Charlotte Blakely.
I know Charlotte.
You know Charlotte, of course.
Hi,
you know Charlotte. She's the queen of pop. Mm. She says, I need advice from Disco Dave. Yeah. Do I go to pop and risk crying over a silly boy, or will you make it worth it for me?
Oh, what
a P.S. Am I your favourite?
Tell her to come and see me on stage.
That's an official shout out from Disco Dave, Charlotte. Yes. You are welcome.
I'll give her a special, in public, Disco Dave hug.
That's actually going to make her night.
That's worth a lot of money.
I genuinely do think that's going to make her night.
That's incredible.
Another question. Do you ever cry when Angels comes on? Are you loving Angels instead? You know what?
Who's that from?
My final... that's from Sam Evans, one of the exec members.
That's a great question. No, I don't. I have to control myself. I can't get too emotional.
I have to admit, I well up. In the final... Week 10, Angels...
I've got to say that at the end of term last year... I did have a bit of a tear.
There's not a sight quite like watching 20 enormous rugby lads
crying,
bawling into each other's arms.
That's very true.
Week 10 of term 3 at Angels. There's another shout out for Emma Taylor, I cannot possibly repeat that word. One of the cheerleaders at Pop. Shout out for Emma.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Oh, that's going to make a night as well. One more.
Go on.
Favourite Taylor Swift song?
Oh, 22, just for you, Alex.
Oh, there we go. Stop it.
Whatever.
Stop it,
whatever.
There we go. I have one final question.
Of course.
Before you may have to disappear.
I'm staying here one night. You're doing Pop.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't tell you that.
Well, I'm flabbergasted. I couldn't possibly... Maybe we'll do a sound clash one night or something.
We should do that. We should do, like, I don't know, a playoff on the decks or something.
I my eyes have just lit up
at
the thought of that. I can't see yours because you're wearing sunglasses.
It'd be Raw against Dave on stage.
We'll make it happen.
Should we do it?
We'll make it happen. Good. That sounds amazing. Right, good. One final question.
Yes.
Before you go.
Okay.
What is your real name? Your real name is...
I can't tell you.